It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Lindsay Oman. She is with Emory Caring for Kids. And, we talked with Marcy just the other day about Carbon Caring for Kids. They do things a little differently over in Emory County, but it's still the same result. So we always like to get Lindsay on here to talk about that and what they're going to do this year for the Christmas break as well, because it's always good when you can take care and make sure that everybody, all these kids go home and have something to take care of them and to kind of feed them and make it through the holiday season. Lindsay, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk for a moment about Emory Caring for Kids, because as you said, you guys do things a little differently over there in Emory County, but it's still the same result, right?
Absolutely. So we just changed ours up a little bit. We used to run it the exact same way as Carbon. We just pack ours a little bit different now. So we have an amazing lady named Barbara Rasmussen, and she packs our weekly kits for me every single week. So instead of groups coming in every week, she actually packs them for us every single week. So she does all 104 kits for me every single week. She comes in and does that for us. It's a little bit hard with the location of Emory Caring for Kids to have groups come in and out every week. So she has been kind enough to do that for us. And so she does that for us every week. And then we have groups take on the bigger kits. So the Christmas kits, the fall kits, and the spring break kits and stuff like that. So that's kind of one of the ways that we've been doing it a little bit different.
And you guys are kind of set up the same way as Carbon Caring for Kids, and the fact that you just get numbers. You don't get names. You get numbers from each school, right?
Correct. We keep it very private. The counselors and the schools know who the kids are, but as far as us, we just get a number for each school and just drop off that amount of kits to each school, which I'm really lucky because I have three amazing ladies who take the kits around for me, Jen Thomas, Karen Griffin, and April Lake. They're so generous to do that and help me out every single week. So I'm really lucky to have great people always willing to help me.
So you've got all of that locked up when it comes to just week in, week out stuff. And as you said, when it comes to the bigger ones, because there's more days involved in all those things, when you're dealing with fall break and Christmas break and spring break, that's when you look for the volunteers. And there are actually folks out there that would love to be able to volunteer, but sometimes maybe just don't have the time to do it. But you guys also take cash donations, don't you?
We do. Yep. We have an account set up at Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. You can donate there. We have a Venmo account, which is at Emory Caring for Kids. And we also take cash or check that you can drop off at Magnuson Lumber at any time here in Castle Dale.
So you've got all of these great ways, and that kind of leads us into what happened with Christmas, because, maybe sometimes it's a word that's used a little bit too much when Christmas time rolls around, but you had something fairly magical happen at Christmas time this year, didn't you?
So we are really blessed here in Emory County because we have a lot of great people in Emory County, and the last little bit we've had a lot of monetary donations, and so we just felt like this year would be a great time to use those donations, and actually we're just going to purchase all of the Christmas kits this year with all of the donations that we've received from fundraisers, food drives, service projects, and just amazing individuals who've donated in the past. And we're going to use those to purchase the 106 kits that we need this year, and the Emory Aquatic Center, who is one of our drop-off locations, and the employees there are so amazing to help us throughout the entire year. Them, along with the EHS swim team, are going to help pack and organize and help us get the kits ready through the month of December and get them ready to hand out to the kids.
And this is such a great thing, and it's the whole community coming together and taking care of this. So once again, if people would love to do a cash donation, where is the best place to find out more information about Emory Caring for Kids?
Facebook is a great resource. We have the list of our weekly kits and the weekly food we use every single week, because it is a little bit different than what we use for the longer break kits, and also all of our Venmo information is on there. And sometimes we also post when we're running low on different items. We post on there as well for items that we're needing each week.
All right. So here's one question that just popped into my mind. So you've got your Christmas kits covered. When can people start making donations for just the weekly kits again? Or when is a good time to start that back up? Is that any time? Are you going to keep them separately? Or are you going to wait until after you deliver the Christmas kits and then people can start bringing other donations again?
Anytime. We are still taking donations for the weekly kits because we still are doing our weekly kits. We'll do those until we hand out the Christmas kits. And then we actually have a great facility where we can store quite a bit of food for our weekly kits. So we can take donations anytime. And you'd be surprised at how much food it actually takes to get through the weekly kits. So we're always happy to take donations.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Lindsay Oman of Emory Caring for Kids. Lindsay, thank you so much for doing what you guys do over there in Emory County to make sure that they take care, the kids are taken care of. We appreciate it. And you know what? Next time, it won't be that much longer. We'll be talking again, I'm sure. So have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And take care of yourself.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.